The Ghana Journalists Association, GJA, has cautioned its members against publishing or broadcasting pictures which offend the sensibilities of the public. Commenting on the pictures of last Wednesday's flood and fire disaster victims, GJA President Afel Moni said it was ethically wrong for media houses to broadcast such gory pictures of charred bodies. Mr. Moni was speaking in Accra during the inauguration of his 20th Awards Committee. The GJA president asked media practitioners to be guided at all times by Article 16 of his Code of Ethics.
What has happened to the family? So it's a wake-up call to all of us to be ethically responsible as much as possible, because ethical responsibility will tell the difference between a good journalist and a bad one. Because journalism is not enough to speak, it's not enough to scoop or scoop each other. What is of essence is to be ethically responsible as all sides, to ensure whatever we do, you know, has as its substrate respect for the ethics of the profession. It's a learning curve. Ethical standards are not the product of a happy start, but they are the fruit of investing in training and learning from such situations. And the foremost lesson we can draw from what happened last Wednesday.
On the awards, Mr. Moni announced that it will come off on August 18th at the State Banquet Hall in Accra. As at close of entries, 199 entries were received at the front desk in Accra. These exclude those from the post offices, especially the regions. Mr. Moni defended the relevance of the award, saying it motivates journalists to aspire for higher standards. He allayed fears of possible favoritism, insisting that the awards will be transparent as clear criteria are established for the selection process.
We also look at professional solidity. We look at their track record. We look at what they have achieved. We look at, you know, because it's not a number of years to serve which determine your professional solidity or professional integrity. At least, as the Bible says, by their fruits, we know them. And these members, you know, members of the committee constitute a group. Professional fruits inspire pride and ignite confidence in not only the GJA, but also among the generality of media consumers. So I believe when their names are put in the public domain, there will be no question marks about who they are and what they can do. Some of them are done. For instance, we have Razak El Alawa, who's won the Journalist of the Year on three solid occasions. We from training institutions, investors, we have reps. We also have reps from veteran journalists. We also have reps from the private media. We also have reps, you know, from all over. And some have done this for decades, but they still have their sense of professionalism intact. And of course, their expertise is unquestionable. So we were so careful in choosing the commission because we believe their work will go a long way in either enhancing or marrying the beauty of what we intend to showcase on 15th August 2015. So I believe we can rest us, all of you should rest us, because we can easily go to the city because we know the people we've chosen.
Some people have questioned the need to organize awards this year when last year's winner of the Ultimate Award has not yet received the full complement of her package. Mr. Moni explained that it was due to sponsorship challenges. This is said are being addressed.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, for the first time, the main sponsor of the flagship award, that is the GJA Best Journalist of the Year, Unilever, pulled out at the 11th hour. And then this put us in a very tight corner to mobilize resources to cater for what goes into such the most prestigious event. For, you know, for, as you know, the GJA Award is the pinnacle. The GJA Award is the pinnacle of all the awards. And there's a need for us to mobilize resources to match the quality, to match the importance of this award. But thankfully, we've made some alternative arrangements. The Turkish community has rallied to our aid to sponsor a trip to Turkey. And we've spoken to the lady at the center of Israel, In fact, we met the Texas committee together, and we are also in talks to look at other ways of satisfying her. And good news is that the Unilever has agreed to open discussions with us. So God willing, on the 25th of this month, we'll meet the CEO of Unilever and then look at how best we can restore the sponsorship of this package. There was a time, MTN and Unilever were scrambling over who should take the sponsor the most prestigious award. And it's a tragic irony that for the first time, none of them came, showed interest in.